I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
I can't help admiring Inspector Ford's acumen, and actually I suppose I should applaud him. But being a goose, and a Grey Goose at that, I feel more like living up to the part and hissing. Well, we left old Raphael Crewe, alias Tracy Baldwin, to the tender mercy of the inspector. But the man who stole the clock and the cop who wasn't a cop, they have to be eliminated also. Barbara, you're a great little actress. That tough baby of yours went over big with Mr. Tracy Baldwin, alias old man Raphael Crewe.
I never thought I'd remember what you taught me.
You'll have another chance before long, because the episode Hoodwink is not concluded yet.
No. But we've got that old fraud Crewe, or Baldwin, tied up properly.
Tied up is right. I'd just like to know his private thoughts when he found himself helpless and wrapped up in his own velvet tablecloth. That's another lesson, my dear. Never let our victims get a glimpse of our faces.
I'll remember. Well, and now what?
I've just said that being hoodwinked is no part of my idea of enjoyment. We've disposed of the chief hoodwinker, but he had two assistants. Slimy Joel, who stole or appeared to steal the clock, and the cop on the beat who broke our hearts with his story of the eviction of old man Crewe.
I heard Inspector Ford tell you they were part of the eviction act.
So far, so good. Now, Slimy Joe tried tailing us, and I knocked him out.
You did?
But we can't leave him at that. Neither do I allow phony cops to put one over me. So today, I made a few inquiries, and I find that Slimy Joe is none other than Joe Bathurst.
And who may Mr. Bathurst be otherwise?
Just the smart sneak thief, or dip.
Dip?
Pickpocket to you. Now, the cop is another matter. He really was a cop, once, but was dismissed the force for the good of the force. At any rate, Joe Bathurst and the cop, by name Barney Briggs, have to be reckoned with, and I propose to do the reckoning. Oh, by the way, did you bring away the cash from Baldwin's safe?
Yes, £500 in notes.
But how very excellent. Now, who shall receive this thing, this very pretty thing?
The Prisoner's Aid Society.
My dear, of course. How right you can be. Send it at once, will you?
Yes.
Now, for campaign orders for the day, or rather night. When you've had a good rest, dig out your most intriguing frock. Have you such a thing?
Why, of course.
Good. Then to make it more intriguing, lop a bit off both ends.
For heaven's sake.
Certainly not. For the sake of Joe and Barney. Targets for tonight, as they say in operation orders.
And then?
I shall drive you to Tottenham Court Road. Among the shabby nightclubs there is one called the Blue Persian.
And what do I do at the Blue Persian?
Oh, you stroll in, sit yourself on a high stool at the bar, and buy yourself a double scotch, or a triple brandy, or a quadruple absinthe, if there is such a thing.
Then?
You commence to languish. Glance covertly round, as it were, looking for, a sucker. You're made up, vulgarly, as it were. Your nylons are much in evidence, and incidentally, are good.
I'm, kind of low.
Not exactly. You're kind and low. A vamp. Harpy.
And the objective of all this?
To be serious, my dear, our cop Barney and Slimy Joe Bathurst are generally among those present about the witching hour. There are good for a few others, but you can brush them off and concentrate on our boys. You'd know them by sight.
My word, I would.
That's your advantage. They won't recognize that 100 miles per hour Trixie you're going to be.
Where will you be?
I too shall be there a little later. If you see a smart-looking eye-tie with a rather wide Homburg hat, that will be your humble servant.
And where do I meet you?
Go out your entrance. I'll drive round that way and pick you up. All right, now. Off you go. Here, I'll press the button for the hole in the wall.
Right. Well, it looks as if I'll have to spend the day dressmaking. Cheerio.
Cheerio. I wonder whether I'm right in running this kid into these dangers. Still, she's got her father to think of, and maybe, who knows, we can find out the truth in time. For her sake, I'd like to get old Brian Faversham out of jail. But it can't be yet. There's a long way to go. Hello? Oh, that you, Skipper? Good man. I knew you'd arrange it. Sending two stalwarts, eh? Hmm? One called Red to say Roly to me. Eh? And then the fun starts. Good. What time do you up anchor? Hmm? 1 a.m. Splendid. Couldn't be better timed. Suits admirably. What? What do you do with them? Oh, just shove them ashore at Rio. Make sure they're full of rum. Good. They'll get pinched as illegal immigrants and spend quite a lot of time in the local jug. No. We'll see they haven't any money. They'll do no bribing in a hurry. Just remember, at Rio, you've never seen them. You won't, in any case. Thanks, old chap. You're doing the community a service. Fine. Bon voyage.
There's the blue Persian, Barbara. I'll just drive on and find a parking spot a bit higher up. And you walk back.
Suppose I'm accosted on the way.
Oh, just look haughty. I'll not be far behind you in any case. Now, off you go and get those two thugs as jealous and savage as you can in the shortest time. And when I say, "Where's the music?" sing out, "My bag. Somebody's got my handbag."
Whiskey soda.
Of course, dearie. There you are.
Stow that stuff.
That drink's on me, Toad. Ain't it, missy?
If you say so, fella. Well, thanks. There's mud in your eye.
Same to you. Crikey, you're smart, ain't you?
Smart?
Better than most of the she-males in this place.
Wouldn't say that.
New here, eh?
No. Take this dive in now and then.
What say you and me dance, eh? We get all that floor down.
I'm not that heavy, big man.
Oh, I didn't mean that, though. Don't take me up. Blimey, I'm popping for you. You're the flashiest type here, I'm telling you. What's your name?
Barbara.
Barbara what?
That's it. Barbara what? How did you know, Sonny?
Sonny. Somehow, I like the way you say Sonny. Say it again.
Sonny.
Actually, me name's Barney, but I like that. Jiminy, you are a one. How about another drink?
Don't you want to dance?
Do I? But we'll just have one for the middle of the floor, eh?
Could do with a double scotch.
So could I. So, put them up, right?
You're a generous sort, ain't you?
Nothing generous about standing you a noggin or two. The flashiest girl in the room.
You said that before.
I'll say it again. The flashiest girl...
Don't worry, I know. And I think you are... ain't so bad yourself. Kind of big and strong.
What cheer, Barney's son?
A friend of yours, Barney?
Yes, and we don't want interrupting, see?
Well, I ain't interrupting. I just want an intro
to the flashiest girl in the room.
Come off that and cut out, will you, Joe?
Well, I think the gal would like to know me, see? Now, what'd you say, miss?
No harm, perhaps. What do you say, Barney? No ill feelings and all that?
All right, but I'm off, Joe. This is Barbara Watt, and this here hint of feeling no good is Joe.
Gentlemen, I am wonder if it is the possibility you permit me to buy you one a little drink.
Now, get out of the way, or else I'll...
Pardon me, oh, it is just a suggestion. I'm not about in again, eh?
Yeah, you better not.
Just a minute. I move myself a little away.
As far as you like, monkey. And talking of button in, why don't you move up a bit, Joe? You're crowding me and Barbara.
Crowded, am I? Yeah, look, Barney, the girl can answer for herself, can't she?
Yeah, it's all me, what about you, but
I... Rowley, you're Red? Good. Your pal?
Jackson, just be the bar. Say when.
In a moment.
I shout out, "Where's the music?" Then the girl said, "Where's my bag?"
"Yes."
"There'll be a shindy, and those two you see will get going hammer and tongs. I'll shoot the light out, grab them and go. When you get to the ship, tell the skipper thanks."
"Right, Rowley. Standing by."
"You talk of Craddon. Ain't you never heard Freezer Crad? Craddon? You talking, Joe. What do you know of Craddon? Ain't it in your line? The bigger the crowd, the better. So you can do a dip for them."
"Take that back, slugger, or do you have a proper?"
"I won't take it back, sneak thief. Now, what are you going to do?"
"I say here, where is the music? Is not the place for the dancer?"
"Gracious, where's my bag? I had it only a moment ago. Oh, thieves, robbers."
"What did I say? Joe, give the lady your bag."
"Barney, I ain't got the bag."
"I tell you, you have. It's usual with you."
"Oh, wizard.
Oh. Right, Red. Go to it."
"Right."
"The light."
"All right, Rowley."
"Red, where are they?"
"We're just hauling them off. See you in port."
Well, how quiet the night is after the fray.
I've never seen such a fracas in my life. What has happened to my two swains?
1 o'clock a.m. The Tigress, bound for Rio de Janeiro, is now pulling up anchor. Joe and Barney are occupying berths aboard.
What sort of berths?
Lower berths, my angel. Solo, almost to the bilges.
But how, Rowley?
Skipper Carnegie is an old commando pal of mine. He arranged it. While you arranged the fracas in the blue Persian...
They were abducted and put aboard.
Shanghaied is the word.
Rowley, have we achieved an advance in...
In your dad's case? No, my dear. Nothing this time. But we have achieved the removal of 3 menaces to society. Mr. Raphael Crewe, alias Tracy Baldwin, Mr. Joe Bathurst, and Mr. Barney Briggs. Thus, Operation Shanghai can be written off as a success.
Listen again to the adventures of Roland Fletcher, alias the Grey Goose, the story of a modern Robin Hood.